This is According to Jim with Jim Joyner and Steve Sell, McPherson Sports Talk Show.
I'm not a huge Beyonce fan.
I don't really know her music that much, except when I was a boy or something.
Listen Monday through Friday from 12:30 to 1 p.m. on 96.7 FM KBBE or online at midkansasonline.com.
Sheebrick with a fast left corner, had open three for the tie. Good! Wiley had knocked down a three!
According to Jim, is your home for the McPherson Bullpup.
Pyle dribbling in and a one-handed jam! This place is rocking! And Pyle with 15 as he slams it down with authority!
Everything happening in the sports world.
Could be another one.
Here comes Jake with a left-handed jam! P-Boy, we're rolling here at the lineup!
And even some things not happening in the sports world.
Steve has a great feel for Lifetime movies, despite 5 minutes ago saying, I don't know what Lifetime movies are.
Now it's time for According to Jim. Here's Jim Joyner and Steve Sell.
Let's do this thing. Another edition of According to Jim right here on 96.7 FM KBBE. Or for those of you listening online, worldwide, at midkansasonline.com. I'm Jim Joyner. Joining me as always, the man in Baker Orange, Olathe East Hawk Orange, Construction Barrel Orange.
Indy High Orange.
Indy Bulldog Orange.
Indy Bulldogs were orange and black.
Mr. Steve Sell. Orange looks good on you.
Well,
it's a good color for me, too.
Yeah, well, you know, I had a lot of orange growing up because, you know, that was our school color, orange and black.
Have I ever told you my story about being the barrel man?
No.
I don't think I have. This is a good time for this story. So in high school at Olathe East, orange and navy, the majestic colors of the Hawk.
Okay.
So every senior class has a barrel person, the barrel man. Could be a barrel woman, but most of the time it was a barrel man. And the tradition was passed on from senior class to senior class every year, where the person, the best fan at every game, the most loyal fan, gets to wear the construction barrel. And so it has suspenders on it.
Okay.
Or straps. I don't know if there's suspenders. It's got straps on a construction barrel. And not like a cone, like a barrel, one of the big round circle
mm-hmm.
ones.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was the barrel man in high school. Now, the barrel had kind of gone away for a little bit. Somebody lost it in the class above me. And so I had to start it back up for my senior year. So my dad and I were driving down to Hot Springs, Arkansas on a windy road late at night with a bunch of construction barrels just sitting on the side of the road. So we pulled over. What do you think the statute of limitations is on stealing construction barrels?
You're a thief?
Oh, big time.
Oh.
So it had this big rubber weight on the bottom. I had to pop that thing off.
You know, you'll never... That'll be with you forever.
The construction barrel?
Yeah.
No, it's not with me.
No, no. I mean, it's taking the barrel.
Well, there were about 5 million on the line, mm-hmm. so I don't feel as bad. But we put it in the back of our car. We had to put like a blanket over it because it has those reflectors on it. Didn't want to get pulled over with a construction barrel in the back seat. Brought it back, had to doctor it up a little bit, and the barrel continues to live today.
Wow.
At Olathe East. It's a heck of a barrel.
Yeah?
I need to show you a picture of me in it. Sometime.
So did you put it over your head? Your arms go out the side?
Yeah, well, the arms don't go out the side.
It's kind of like the beer barrel guy at the Denver football game.
Kind of like that.
I think it's got the straps. Was it Denver that used to have the barrel guy?
I don't know about Denver. I don't pay attention to those
people. I was thinking the Broncos.
But yeah, you get the straps. My arms are outside of the barrel.
Right, right.
And if I wanted to, you know, I could wear no clothes underneath it. It was that type of barrel. It went up to about... here, chest high.
Yeah.
And yeah, I was the barrel man. And I kind of looked like you in that orange shirt today.
Well, I do like orange. You know, it's funny, when I go to Independence, a lot of people wear orange. You see a lot of people in orange just because.
You see a lot of people in red here in McPherson.
Yeah, I have a lot of. I mean, I didn't wear any red until I moved to McPherson. Now half my wardrobe's probably got some sort of red in it.
I don't know if I've really told you before, but I was sort of the crazy high school sports fan.
Okay.
That I would go to every game, regardless of where it was at. And there were a few times, especially in basketball, where they would play those mid-season tournaments like in January.
Mm-hmm.
And our tournament that we always played in was in Liberty. Do you know where Liberty is?
Mm-hmm.
So Liberty, it's just north of Kansas City.
William.
Yeah, Steve, turn around. You can see a picture of me in the barrel.
Oh, okay.
Casey's holding it up behind.
Okay, all righty.
So
what a look.
I was the barrel man.
Okay.
So we went up to Liberty, and that's where Mason Alexander, that's where William Jewell is.
Right.
So we went up to Liberty. We played like a Thursday, Friday, Saturday morning. And not a lot of students wanted to make the drive through rush hour traffic to get there on Thursday and Friday nights. And so I was a one-man student section.
There you go.
In the barrel, heckling people. I was a pretty good heckler, Steve.
I'm sure you could heckle.
I was a pretty good heckler. Now, I always kept it PG.
Mm-hmm.
And I was never mean.
Yeah.
I have rules as student sections and what you can say. You never want to be mean. You don't want to ever say just straight up mean things. Now, if you want to rattle people a little bit and talk to them and say things that they might not like, yeah, we're all for that. But, you know, I don't like making mom jokes. I don't like doing that.
Well, you know, anytime I ever
I'm all about having fun.
I was just always work, you know, when basketball.
You didn't get to live that life.
I didn't get to live that life because, you know, when I was a sophomore, I was the PA announcer at the basketball
games. Ooh.
And then my junior year.
Did you have a deep voice when you were a sophomore?
People couldn't hear me anyway because Losey Gymnasium's acoustics were so bad. It was kind of muffled. But when I was a sophomore.
Give me an example of what you would say on a three ball.
They didn't have three-pointers back
all
then.
Right.
Well, like when Dave Monroe would score, I'd go. When Dave Monroe would score, I'd go, Dave Monroe, you know. But then my junior year, I was the PA guy, but I was also covering the game, you know, writing. So I was taking notes during the game. So I was the PA guy for like 3 years at the high school games.
I'm never going to ask you about three-pointers again. Steve was the PA guy before they had the three-point line.
Oh, yeah. They didn't have three-point line. No, that's 12 years before the three-point line.
Did you have a Jason Fish PA announcer thing? Did you have anything that you'd say before every game?
No.
It's time for Bullpup Basketball.
No.
I love that.
No, I didn't. You got to remember, my junior year, we won the league, and I got pretty excited announcing.
Ooh.
My senior year.
You were homering them?
We went from first to worst.
Ooh.
My senior year. I think we were 4-17 my senior year.
Whenever they would have the playoff games, did you be a homer? Were you a homer? Because they always say you're not allowed to.
We didn't have playoff games. We were always
you were always on the road.
We were on the road. We never had a substate at our. I remember we went to Circle 1 year. Tawanda. We went to Tawanda 1 year.
What a ride.
Yeah, and then 1 year I think we went to Coffeyville, and 1 year I can't remember, Pittsburgh maybe. So we never had a substate at our place.
Well, I'm sorry you never got to have a great three-point call.
No.
But yeah, that's the life I lived in high school. And people will remember, I mean, that's what people knew me for in high. I went to everything.
Yeah.
I got voted best fan in the yearbook. It's pretty good stuff.
Yeah.
Lots of pictures of me in that barrel.
I'm trying to think what I was voted in the.
Oh, boy.
I might not got anything.
Class clown?
No, probably. Least likely to succeed, probably.
Most likely to be president?
No.
Did you win one?
What's that? Win what?
One of those things. Did people vote for you for one of those things?
I never won anything. I was up for, you know, I was in a lot of. Now, I did.
Homecoming King?
I was student council vice president.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah. Beat Jeff Scott. I don't think the guy will ever let me. He hasn't liked me ever since, you know.
You ran for vice president?
I was student council vice president, yeah.
Did you run for president and lose?
No. I ran for vice president. You could run for president,
vice
president.
That's sort of setting the bar low, Steve.
Well, I didn't want to be the president. I didn't want to be the president.
At least you didn't run for secretary.
Yeah. No, and then when I was in a fraternity, now I didn't run for anything, but I was nominated for the secretary recorded
the
minutes.
Yeah, sure.
I took all the minutes.
They just picked the writer guy. Said,
yeah. Well, I used to put out kind of a ATO newsletter.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I was.
Am I surprised at all?
No, and I wrote a lot of sports in there, so.
All right, we're all over the place
today.
Oh, yeah,
let's get out of here.
We've got a fun show coming up. Steve and I were at football practice earlier today, or the scrimmages out at the stadium. We want to talk about that a little bit. Steve and I are also going to talk about some of our favorite Bullpup sports moments from the past year. We've been so busy for the last 2 weeks with interviews and Coach Kinnaman coming in yesterday that we haven't really been able to
recap. We want to get Coach Pav on at some point.
Yeah, we're hoping to get Coach Strathman on next week as well to talk about girls camp.
I'm gone starting Thursday and Friday. I'll be gone, and maybe Monday. So
we might have to talk about the NBA Finals a little bit later on, too.
Yeah. Yeah, because my column, midkansasonline.com, sell on sports. I talk, you know, Golden State's probably going to win it tonight. And the first question that's going to be asked after the game is LeBron coming back? It's going to overshadow Golden State winning their third championship in 4 years. I guarantee you. And my feeling on that is, you know, I know we're supposed to ask, you know, reporters are supposed to ask questions. But LeBron has poured his heart and soul into this season, into this series.
In this postseason.
Yeah, in this postseason. I mean, he's late. Why ask him that 10 minutes after he just saw his season end?
Oh, you know they're going to.
Yeah, they're going to. But I think I give the guy a free pass. He's got the rest of the summer to talk about it. So just
the summer of LeBron.
It's going to be the LeBron tour because I don't think he's going to be back. I think with those ham and eggers he's got, you know, he's trying to, you know, he's willed him into the finals. You put just another player in LeBron's starting spot, Cleveland probably doesn't even make the playoffs.
So fun day for us, fun morning for us earlier today out at McPherson Stadium. They hear the crack of the pads, a helmet hitting that shoulder pad.
And
it felt good to get back.
And we need to tell people how this worked. It was really neat. They had Hayes and Kingman here, and they'd go four plays. It would be like the McPherson offense against the Hayes defense for four plays. Then the Kingman defense would get on the field, be McPherson offense against the Kingman defense. Then the McPherson defense would get on the field, be the Hayes offense against the McPherson. And so they just kept rotating. It was really neat. You know, nobody got real tired. And
it's not a ton of contact either.
Yeah, it's not a lot of contact.
They don't want to tackle
you. And I thought Coach Merck, you know, as we were leaving, Coach Merck really got on some kid.
Yeah.
He was ripping some kid because he says, I've told you, hold up. And Coach Merkowitz from McPherson College is kind of the coordinator of the event. And he's done that the last couple of years. Coach Pav lets him kind of, you know, talk to the kids ahead of time. He said, any trash talk and you guys are going to be sitting out. So, because last year, when Garden City came here, it got a little frisky because Garden City had a kid that was getting recruited by K-State. Turned out he didn't make his grades. I think he's going to Butler maybe. He's not going to Garden, which was a real surprise, but I think he's going to Butler. But it got a little frisky because this guy was a man. He was 6'4", 280. He was throwing – even the bullpups, you know, he was throwing a few of our guys around and talking trash. And Garden City had just come off like a 9-1 season.
Yeah, they were great.
They were really good. Now, they'd lost.
They were the number one seed in the west half of the state in 6A.
Yeah, that year. And they had some dudes. I mean, they had some dudes that could play. And it got a little chippy last year. But today, it was like a love fest. The kids got along great. You know, Kingman had some real cool uniforms, too.
Yeah, they had red and white stripes on one shoulder pad, and then a blue background with white stars on the other.
They were
a walking American flag.
Yeah, and some of the kids were wearing shoes with stars on them, stars and stripes on their shoes. I thought it was a real cool look. They only brought 18 kids, but I thought they gave a good account of
them. Well, they run a flex offense, which for those of you that don't know what that is, it's sort of like a wacky triple option with all sorts of different movement and motion.
You got two wings. Instead of having, you know, a fullback, tailback, it's two wings and the quarterback and a running back. So it's what Hutch – for people that remember when Hutch used to play here, it's the Hutchinson High offense that was just so dominating when the Hawks were in their glory days.
But we saw lots of good things. I think that what we know is going to happen and what Coach Pav talked about there is they know what they're going to get from the offense.
Yeah.
When you return a first-team All-League quarterback, a first-team All-League running back, a first-team All-League wide receiver, and several other All-League wide receivers, your offense is going to be good and you're going to click early.
And you have one of the best linemen probably in class 4-1A, Dawson Van Gotham.
Yeah.
And the offense will be ahead of the defense. Now, of course, the big question is the offensive line. Van Gotham, the only starter back. But
what we were saying at this time last year, though,
but
too.
But a kid like Noah Avila, man, he's gotten big. He's probably 240 now. He's really dedicating himself in the weight room, doing a good job. And then Courtney Craig and Shane Starkle, they were backups last year, but got some, you know, they got some time. Because we had so many blowouts last year, they got some time. Who's the other one?
Ryder Peterson.
And then there's a whole bunch of, you know, there's a really nice,
really good group of sophomores.
Big. A lot of size. I was talking to Coach Corcoran, the line coach, and he's real excited about this sophomore class. He says, we have more bodies in the offensive line than we've had in a long time. Because last year it was six guys and that was it. And then you put Cody Stubblebean can play tight end, or you can spread him out.
He plays a lot like Travis Kelce.
Right.
Not necessarily in the style. They're both pretty cool. Pretty cool dudes.
Oh, yeah.
But he will line up as a tight end some. He'll line up and look more like a wide receiver some. That's kind of the position that he's going to play. So we know what the offense is going to do. It's the defense that they haven't answered all of the questions yet. Who's going to play where?
Right.
What are they going to do in terms of any people playing both ways? But I think that we know that Coach Harlan and the defense will be ready to go week one.
And honestly, Whitaker looks good.
Yeah.
Khalil Lisbon is a man.
He's big.
Cody Stufflebean and Dawson Van Gotham were playing the ends today. Really, the front four could be pretty good if they can get enough blows for Van Gotham, not to go. And Stufflebean, those guys are going to have to rest a little bit at some point.
So it was a fun morning. We will not see Hayes during the fall. Remember, they are now at 5A.
They had some dudes, too. They had some big kids. But the Bullpups, Jace Kinnaman broke off three or four just dynamic runs where he was just picking, finding the hole and going. And then he also ran pretty well in the sweep. And another kid that really stood out to me, Talen Huff.
Yeah.
Remember we had a bunch of receivers last year. Well, we still got a bunch of receivers. But Talen Huff looks like to me he has really gotten a lot better. And Brandon Yao.
Yeah.
On the jet sweep, remember he was one of the
top pretty good speed.
He was one of the top sprinters in 4A this year. He made the finals in the 100 meters. They're going to bring him on that jet sweep at least two or three times a game. Let him try to pop one.
So fun morning for us. We got out, got to watch a little football. I was running back and forth interviewing governor candidates.
Dignitaries.
Yeah, I was a whole lot of media today. Fun morning for us. Steve, let's take our first break. When we come back, we want to talk about some of our favorite moments throughout the 2017-2018 season and the season that Steve has called the Year of the Bullpups. We're back after this. You're listening to According to Jim, 96.7 FM, KBBE.
You're listening to the According to Jim podcast with Jim Joyner and Steve Sell. According to Jim is brought to you by Great Plains Federal Credit Union and Farmer State Bank with branch locations in McPherson, Lindsborg, and Galva. You can also listen live Monday through Friday from 12:30 to 1 p.m. on 96.7 FM, KBBE, or online at midkansasonline.com. You're listening to According to Jim with Jim Joyner and Steve Sell on 96.7 FM, KBBE.
Back on today's According to Jim, 96.7 FM, KBBE. Jim Joyner, Steve Sell. Steve, we've had sort of a weird show so far, learning about you doing PA before the three-point line.
Oh, yeah.
How do you think your game would have been if you would have been playing in the rec leagues with the three-point line?
Oh, I'd made five or six a game. I'd sit out there and I'd hoist.
What about the early days of the three-point line when they were still experimenting and it was really short? It was shorter than the top of the top.
Well,
of the key.
Only other the problem might have been is my coach. He says you're a point guard. Get the ball to Terry Davis and Phil Aiken and let them shoot the three. That would probably be what happened.
Well, Steve, let's try and recap a part of the Year of the Bullpups and not necessarily break down everything, but I thought it would be an interesting segment today because you're seeing all these different places doing their end of year awards. I don't want to do awards.
Yeah,
I want to talk about moments that were fun and moments for us because we had a lot of fun moments. I think one of the first moments that will stand out to me from this year, starting with the fall, we can talk about the winter next. One of the moments that I think we'll never forget, not only the Buehler playoff football game, but I think the first game of the season to really get things going.
The third down stop.
Yeah, there are a lot of moments in that game that I think I will remember for a long time. That first Buehler game to open up the season is going to be one that I think people talk about for a long time. They'll talk about the Jade play from the playoff game.
That was a no-brainer.
But that first game was a pretty big statement win throughout the state.
And the thing was, the Bullpups were up and shut Buehler out in the first half. Buehler comes out storming, scores, I think, on their first two possessions, I believe, of the second half.
A couple of turnovers after.
Yeah, and they're knocking on the door. And then on that fourth down play, fourth and about half a yard, and then who was it? Jace Alexander, I think, was one of the people in on the stop.
I think it was Jace as well as Colin Gearing and Drew Lambert, too.
Those three made the stop. Hole. And then right after that, the pass to Chandler Wired, and the game was over. It was essentially over after that.
So that was a pretty cool moment. Another moment that I thought was a really fun one, it was the last boys soccer game that we did. It was the regional final game where the Bullpups beat Bueller. And I believe the final score was 3-1, 3-2, something like that. But it was a weird game because the first half, remember, there was a huge wind, mm-hmm. like 40-mile-an-hour winds. Mm-hmm. And so the Bullpups couldn't really get anything going in the first half. They jet out of the gates to start the second half and score three goals in about 5 minutes.
Right.
And that was a really cool culmination of that soccer season here. And it kind of kept up with the year of the Bullpups against Bueller trend. Then, obviously, the Jade play.
Oh, yeah.
A memorable moment.
How about Khalil Lisbon's highlight
package? Oh, I'll never forget about that.
Khalil Lisbon, they had to take him out of the game because they were afraid he was going to hurt the backup players for Circle.
And take out the rest of the Circle guys on stretchers. How about volleyball's win over Rose Hill?
Oh, immense.
I wish that game would have been here.
Yeah.
So that we could have seen it. But that was the moment of that year that I think everybody started to go, wow, this team might have a chance to win it all. And unfortunately, they fell short in the sub-state against Ulysses. But that was a really cool moment for them. As we get into the winter sports season, and basketball in particular, I think the Shawnee Mission East game of the McPherson Invitational, the Friday night game for the boys.
Because the crowd was just unbelievable.
I think that's a game that will stick with me for a long time. And one of the shots that'll stick with me for a long time was the bus. Jace Kinnaman knocking down that three to kind of get the rally going.
Yeah.
I think the Derby wins are two that will stick with me for a while because that was the beginning of the year. On the girls' side, Derby didn't lose a game for the rest of the year.
Right.
And they have an All-American on their team, and they will be very good next year as well. Those games were exciting. Can we leave off? Is it possible to leave off the girls' championship game against Bishop Miege?
Well, no, that's another given.
The dagger?
Yeah, the dagger. And another
you'll never live that down.
No, and another exciting moment for me, you weren't there, I don't think, but Red Edmondson winning state wrestling because he was up 1-0 and he was just holding on for dear life. And then Scott Radke came oh so close to making it two state champions for the Bullpups, lost by a point. The guy he was wrestling basically kind of, once he got the lead, he kind of ran. And Scott Radke was really not very happy because he wanted to wrestle and the kid wanted to run. Never got called for a stall, and he ends up losing by a point. But that was really exciting. And you know, those state wrestling, people just really get into that. It's unbelievable how intense some of those fans are.
Another game that I really enjoyed from the basketball season was the final game of the year inside the Roundhouse, the sub-state championship game for the boys against Bueller, because, being honest here, you and I were very nervous about that game all season long.
Exactly.
This was not, they got to play Bueller tomorrow.
Well,
was in December, we were worried.
They had a really good big man, and any team with a really good big man's kind of scary. Fortunately, the other Bueller guys, for whatever reason, they had an allergic reaction of throwing the ball inside. I really think if that team would have been throwing the ball inside to Grant Owens, who's going to be playing at Mack College next year, he's going to really help Coach Schwarzendriver. I think Bueller could have won more games. I just felt like they were a team that kind of had – each guy kind of had his own agenda. You know, they had a great collection of athletes and players, but they didn't have the chemistry the Bullpups had.
I think that whole weekend in Salina for the state basketball tournaments – pretty fun weekend.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I think McPherson fans might be a little too used to spending a whole weekend in Salina.
And next year will be Emporia.
Hopefully.
Hopefully. And remember, we're going to be 5A next year.
And sub-state's different, too.
Right.
Remember, it is seeded.
Right.
Instead of the four teams all at one location.
Yeah, sub-state is, you know, it's a thing of the past. And football,
it'll be different, too.
Yeah, it's going to be different, too. And
eight games in the regular season.
I've been typing up schedules, you know, the area schools, and everybody's got eight-game schedule, and then week nine is playoff week, the first week of playoffs. Everybody's in the first – it's the district, you know, starts the district play. But it's one and done once you get in that.
And so it would essentially be you rank East and West, and the Bullpups in football still 4A1, even though we are anticipating everything else being 5A.
Well, I think it's a done deal that we're going to be 5A. I mean, Shane Bakus has given us every indication we are 5A next year.
But football will be the only one because right. they did those classifications in December or, no, right. or November.
Right.
And so we know what's going to happen there. When you break up East and West, the number one seed in the West against, I think it will be 16. They might right. have moved it to 36 teams, but I still think it's 32. So it would be 1 versus 16 out West at the number one team, 2 versus 15, 3, 14, etc. So it'll be a little different next year, and everything will be a little bit different because this was a year that the Bullpups really could take advantage of being in 4A1 and 4A mm-hmm. throughout a couple of mm-hmm. things because they were very solid in everything. And I think that's one thing that we'll look back on maybe next year, maybe 2 years from now, and say that was the perfect year to wrap things up at that classification.
Yeah, and, you know, people are getting all worked up about going back or going to be 5A. We had an awful lot of success in Class 5A for a lot. You know, the first 32, you know, how many years I've been here, 39. The first 33 years I was here, we were pretty darn good in Class 5A, even though we were one of the smallest 5A schools.
So that kind of wraps up the winter sports. Spring sports, any big memories for you? I think obviously third place game.
Ellie Barrett and Emma Ruddle went in state because yeah. for Ellie Barrett, 5 state championships. Emma Ruddle's got a chance to equal or surpass that. Now, this is where going to 5A is going to hurt because you get at 5A in sprinters and hurdlers, and there's some girls that can flat cook. They can cook. And you're going up against Leavenworth. Of course, maybe they're going to 6A next year. I don't know. But right now, Leavenworth's a 5A school. Highland Park, I think, is 5A. You got a lot of
Newton,
good.
On the girls'
yeah,
side.
Yeah, Newton. You got a lot of good 5A schools. So how many state championships Emma Ruddle wins, I don't know. But she did have the best time in the state of any class in the hurdles. And in the 100, you know, she would have had a third or fourth best time probably. I think some girl ran 11.6. I think that Lister girl from Leavenworth ran 11.6 or 11.7 or something like that, at least in the prelims. Because all the times in the finals seemed a little higher, except for Emma Ruddle's.
We had a pretty fun day for baseball regionals at Hayes earlier last month. I think that'll be a day that, unfortunately, the Bullpups will look back on and go, man, we had our chances.
And I think, too, Nolan Schrader winning his third yeah. state doubles championship. Never been done at McPherson High, I don't believe. I don't think anyone's won 3.
And team state.
And the team winning the state. Perfect season. The perfect storm. The big 4, now it'll be the big 1. Jared Novak, he's going to be looking around next year and says, we're the 4 horsemen. Where's my other 3 horsemen at? Because Caden Stewart, Andrew Snell, Nolan Schrader, they go out as probably the most impressive trio that I've ever been together, McPherson High in tennis.
Maybe that could be one of your sell on sports columns next week, is talking maybe in depth about some of your favorite moments.
Yeah.
I know you ran the Year of the Bullpups
yeah.
column, which is similar, but maybe this one, maybe we could rank the moments.
Yeah.
Have a top 10 list.
Well, Riley Hett's 3-pointer.
Oh, that's a pretty good
one. That's a pretty big one.
I've been putting together an entry for the Kansas Association of Broadcasters Awards, and I put that on there. And so I've listened to it about 100 times this week.
Still gives you goosebumps.
Oh, every time.
Yeah. And, of course, Andrea Sweated hit a big 3 just a little earlier. But Andrea's...
Yeah, right after you said that D word.
Yeah, I said dagger. But Riley Hett's 3, of course, tied the game, and that was really huge. And just a favorite moment for me was just seeing Taylor Robertson at the free throw line, knowing all she has to do to make one.
Oh, that was
one
pretty cool.
She only had to make 1 out of 2 free throws, and the Bullpups win state.
I'll never forget seeing Coach Strathman yeah. saying, breathe,
yeah.
breathe.
And she missed the first one. She only missed like 5 free throws all year. But you knew she'd make the second one because she's Taylor. That's who she is.
That, one of my favorite lines from going back and listening to that game is I was trying to set up the final free throws because you knew she was going to make 1.
Oh, yeah.
And so that would have won it. And so I'm building it up and talking about her. And Steve had a line that still kind of gives me goosebumps where he said, did you ever think Taylor Robertson wouldn't get it done?
Yeah.
That's a pretty good line.
Yeah. And the thing is, you know, even if she'd missed both of them, we more than likely were going to win, but it was the perfect way to end it.
Pretty good year.
Pretty good year.
Pretty good first year for me.
Yeah.
Pretty good 39th year for you.
Yeah, I could do a column, rank my 1 through 39. Of course, I can't even remember back. The 80s all run together.
There's no record of anything.
The 90s run together. I mean, it's all blur.
Before that three-point line,
yeah,
things get a little fishy.
Yeah, yeah. 87 basketball season. 87-88 basketball season.
What were the people thinking then? The high school kids thinking then? Oh, 87-88.
Let's launch it.
Was Todd Alexander on that team?
I think he would have been
Dave Pyle?
Todd Alexander would have been about a junior. We had a kid named Mark Stauffer. Could really shoot the three. He ended up going to play in Labette County. Had a nice career. But Mark Stauffer could light it up. And by the way, that first year of the three-point line, I don't think that – we weren't very good that year. I think that's the last year we were really not bullpup-like. I think we were 13-7 or 14-7, something like that.
Not bullpup-like.
You know, that's what's really strange. You look back, that's one thing I need to write a column on boys basketball. You know, we had some years where we lost 4, maybe 5. How many teams would take 19-5?
A lot.
And around here, it's like, God, they had down year.
What a bad year.
Yeah,
what a bummer.
Bad year. Yeah, one year we got third in the state. We were 16-9. That was like in 97 or so.
All right, Steve, let's wrap up today's show. We'll get your NBA Finals hot takes here in a moment. You've got a Skip Bayless hot take coming up at some point.
Yeah, I said it
earlier. LeBron James is the worst player of all time.
Yeah, Golden State's going to win unless they're bored.
All right, we'll let you get to it here in a minute. Don't spoil it.
Okay.
We got to keep people on their toes.
Okay.
You're listening to According to Jim, 96.7 FM, KBBE.
You're listening to the According to Jim podcast with Jim Joyner and Steve Sell. According to Jim is brought to you by Great Plains Federal Credit Union and Farmers State Bank with branch locations in McPherson, Lindsborg, and Galva. You can also listen live Monday through Friday from 12:30 to 1 p.m. on 96.7 FM KBBE or online at midkansasonline.com.
Wrapping up today's According to Jim, 96.7 FM KBBE. Steve, I think that you've got one of those citywide garage sale flyers in front of you. You got some places you're going to check out this weekend?
No.
Why not?
I don't do garage sales.
Now, you like thrift stores.
I love thrift stores. But
you don't want to go get stuff from garage sales.
People go crazy at those things. I mean, there's people fighting over stuff. People come here banging,
from 1988.
Banging on our windows, almost breaking our doors and breaking our windows, beating on it if we don't have a
scared.
List out that.
I was scared for my life.
Well, yeah, I thought somebody was breaking in. I mean, my gosh.
It'd be a loud way to break in.
Yeah.
Normally, you try to be quiet.
Yeah. But no, it's a neat deal. But
you won't be part of it?
I don't want to get in. I don't want to get in.
You don't want to fight with some lady
over a 50-cent item.
Over a shirt from 2002.
You're
grabbing one end of it.
You know, I like thrift store shopping.
I know you do.
I go to Lindsborg. I find great stuff in Lindsborg. I go to Save and Share down here. I need to donate some stuff. I got some stuff to donate.
Well, not if all your stuff is from the thrift store.
No, but
you can't donate that.
No, but I've got a lot of stuff that I actually.
I've got these twice used tennis shoes.
Yeah, no.
I got them a little used. Yeah, I've worn them down a little more, but you can have them back.
But don't beat on our windows. Please don't beat on our windows. Don't beat on our door if we don't have the list out. Just come in and, you know, that was really scary. I thought somebody was taking a hammer to the place.
All right, Steve. NBA Finals prediction. You're thinking it's over tonight.
It's over, unless. LeBron, like I wrote in my column, LeBron has to go for 60, 20, and 10 for him to win.
I just get the feeling the Cavs are going to run out of gas. If Golden State jumps on them, I don't think they're going to have a lot of fight left in them.
No, they're dispirited right now.
It's pretty hard to stop 4 Hall of Famers in their prime and playing together.
And all they need is LeBron next year.
All they need to what?
Just
win 80 games?
Yeah, go 82-0 and then win every playoff game.
Yeah, they'd have a chance.
Yeah.
LeBron, Durant, Curry, Klay Thompson.
Draymond
just
Green.
Get rid of JaVale McGee and Zaza Pachulia.
I think LeBron could start in place of who's the guy center now?
JaVale McGee?
JaVale McGee. Or
you think LeBron could start in place of JaVale McGee? Wow.
Sure. I think he probably could.
That's a bold take.
That's a hot take.
He could just be the center
That's a pistol hot take. There.
Yeah, there it is. All right, Steve, fun weekend coming up. I know you've got some golf to play.
Yeah, big match on Sunday at Turton Creek. We've got Heston and Salina Muni coming in. And I'm playing, I think I'm in the over 60.
You think you're in the over 60?
Yeah, well, I might just be playing open singles. Oh, okay. I'm not sure.
I thought you were saying you might be over 60.
I'm not sure if I'm the senior singles or open singles, but
I think you should go to that senior league. Light them up a little bit.
No.
Show them what the youth is like.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, we wrap up today's show. For Steve Sell, I'm Jim Joyner. Thanks for listening to According to Jim. We'll talk to you next week.
According to Jim with Jim Joyner and Steve Sell was brought to you by Great Plains Federal Credit Union and Farmers State Bank with branch locations in McPherson, Lindsborg, and Galva. Make sure to listen to According to Jim every weekday from 1230 to 1 p.m. right here on 96.7 FM KBBE.